Good evening. This is Bill Satterly, along with my co-host Kent Lindquist. We will be bringing you 2 hours of mainstream jazz. We're glad you could make it this week, and we hope you enjoy the music. I'm going to start the show out in a kind of mellow way with a Scott Hamilton and Friends playing a CD, Blues, Bop, and Ballads, and it features Dennis Brown on bass, Chuck Riggs on drums, Duke Roland on guitar, just to name a few. The name of the tune is a Hoagie Carmichael tune entitled Skylark.
Thank you.
That was a nice rendition of a beautiful ballad entitled Skylark.
A few shows back, I devoted my portion of the show to the Terry Gibbs Dream Big Band, which was kind of a rehearsal band that played in various clubs around Hollywood. On Monday nights, the guys made their big bucks working in the Hollywood studios during the day, and then they were really jazz musicians, so they got their kicks on Monday night by getting together and had a little rehearsal band. They would play different clubs around the area. Terry Gibbs, of course, was a great vibe man, and he would have such luminaries as Max Bennett on bass or Connie Condoli on trumpet, Bill Holman, tenor sax, Pete Jolly, Richie Kamuka on tenor sax, great people, Bill Perkins, list goes on and on. They would shift in and out of the band as the occasion demanded. So I'm going to lead off the show with a track by the Terry Gibbs Dream Big Band called Bright Eyes that was cut in 1957 at the Seville Club in Hollywood. And my notes show that this little composition was written by Bill Holman, arranged by Bill Holman. It includes solos by pianist Benny Aronoff, Connie Condoli on trumpet, of course Terry Gibbs on vibes, Buddy Clark on bass. Let's listen to Bright Eyes.
Thank you.
Clifford Terry Gibbs Dream Big Band live, very, very alive, in 1959 from the Seville Club in Hollywood. And that was a Bill Holman arrangement and composition called Bright Eyes.
I would say it was a very lively, upbeat tune. It would certainly wake you up if you were trying to fall asleep. I'm going to continue with bass trumpet sound of Cy Tuff from a CD entitled Cy Tuff and Sandy Moss Tickletoe, featuring Cy on bass trumpet, Sandy on tenor, John Campbell on piano, Kelly Sill bass, and Jerry Coleman on drums, doing a tune entitled Allen's Alley.
Thank you.
It was not Tickle Toe. That was Allen's Alley by Cy Tuff and Sandy Moss.
That turned now to another track by the Terry Gibbs Dream Big Band. This was cut at the Sundown Club in Hollywood in November of 1959. And just another great group of musicians along with Terry Gibbs. We've got people, like, of course, like Connie Condoli and Stu Williamson on trumpet. Bill Perkins, Mitt Flory on sax, Joe Maney on alto sax, Lou Levy on piano, Mel Lewis on drums, driving him through the whole thing. This is another Bill Holman composition and arrangement called No Heat, and you'll hear solos here by Terry Gibbs, Bill Perkins, Bobby Burgess on trombone, Mel Lewis on drums, Joe Maney on alto, and Buddy Clark on bass. Listen to No Heat. Thank you. That was the Terry Gibbs Dream Big Band, live at the Sundown in Hollywood, November 1959. That was another fine arrangement and composition by Bill Holman, a nice easy blues called No Heat.
I want to go to the sweet sound of tenor David Fathead Newman from the Lone Star State, or excuse me, the Lone Star Legend, doing a tune entitled Still Hard Times. It features, among others, Walter Booker, Jimmy Cobb, Hank Crawford, just to name a few. So let's listen to his rendition of Still Hard Times.
Thank you.
Still Hard Times, beautiful rendition.
All right, we're going to go back to the album I just played on with the Terry Gibbs Big Band, and we're going to do something called The Claw, written by Terry Gibbs and arranged by Med Flory. And this is, cut at the Summit in Hollywood in around 1959. I think Terry Gibbs has the solo all the way through on this big band thing, and it was arranged, as I said, by Med Flory. Let's listen to The Claw. Was The Claw, written by Terry Gibbs. Terry Gibbs was on Vibes doing the solo all the way through that Med Flory arrangement from the Sundown Club in Hollywood, November 1959. At the end, what you heard was a little theme that was their set break. They would play it before each time they took a set break. So, Bill, what's up next?
I'm going to go with the quartet sound of the Wynton Kelly Trio with Wes Montgomery from a CD, Smoking at the Half Shell. Or half show. I must be hungry. Smoking at the Half Note, featuring Wes Montgomery on guitar, Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers bass, Jimmy Cobb drums doing a tune entitled If You Could See Me Now.
Thank you.
beautiful ballad, at least that rendition of name of the tune is If You Could See Me Now.
Well, this is Kent Lindquist along with Bill Satterlee, and for a better part of the last hour, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz, where we try to bring some of the best of modern mainstream jazz to you every Sunday night on 89.1 FM. So we're going to be back after the news at the top of the hour, so we hope you stick around for the second hour. We've got some more swinging sounds for you. I'm going to close out the first hour with Terry Gibbs' big band, the Dream Band. And this time they go back in the book, way back in the book, to a tune from the swing era called Opus One. And live at a club in Hollywood, as most of these things were. And we have solos here by Joe Maney and Charlie Kennedy on alto sax, Terry Gibbs on vibes, Bob Enevoldsen on foul trombone. Here's a Marty Paich arrangement of Opus One.